It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There for you then.
We appreciate the storm information.
Here for you now.
Sky Radio. Thanks. You're a lifesaver.
The Hurricane Information Station.
Thanks, Sky.
Thanks.
Sky Stormwatch for Radiant Credit Union.
Make sure you're executing your plan now.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Hour number two begins. It is 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We still have a lot to talk about related to Helene, the aftermath. Unfortunately, the death toll is over 90. We've got the vice presidential debate that is coming up tomorrow night. We're going to carry it live on the Sky. But right now, I have one of my favorite Betsy's in the whole world in here in the studio, Betsy Papin. Good morning. How you doing?
Great. Glad to be here, Bob.
And you've got a brand new book out, Breaking Boxes. And who would know more about boxes than someone's going to help you move?
That's right.
Because that's what we always say right on the commercials. Start packing the boxes. But you want to break boxes. Why?
Well, you know, it's funny. Yes, in real estate, we use boxes all the time. And I see buyers and sellers pack up their life and move it across the city, state, country. And I think sometimes we forget that the nature of boxes are meant to be temporary and dismantled and flattened and taken to the curb mm-hmm. on garbage pickup day.
Right.
And I had a tendency in my life to stay in boxes that no longer served me. And so I wrote the book. It's really my journey on those boxes and how I found myself in them and how I got out of them. And as I shared that story with people, I recognized that this is a universal problem mm-hmm. that we have. These expectations and opinions of others, society, our gender, our roles, our industry has on us. And if we don't recognize that we have choices and can get ourselves out of boxes or not even enter them, what a better and more authentic life we can live.
I hope that, you know, especially younger people get that message. And do you think maybe it is a little easier to get outside the box today than it was, you know, when you were coming up, you know, when you were, say, in college, what the expectations were a lot different than maybe a young woman going to school now?
Absolutely. I think we definitely have more compassion and also less tolerance for the overt boxes. But I think it's still there. And it's not gender specific. I mean, everybody finds themselves in boxes from time to time. And we also put other people in boxes. It's not mm-hmm. just us being a victim. We do it to other people and how harmful it can be when we're not even trying to be.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's not. You talk to people and we identify most of the time, either through family or our jobs or both, but your job is definitely part of it. Mm-hmm. When you talk to somebody, like, so what do you, I do it all the time. I ask people, so what do you do for a living? Because I'm interested in that.
Yeah.
And people always have something interesting to share. But in my mind, you're right. I'm probably thinking, you know, maybe about what that income level is and things like that, which isn't fair. And I'm not doing it on purpose. I'm not judging on purpose.
Right.
But I guess it is a judging anyway, isn't it?
Exactly. And I think what happens is the danger is when we slap a label on something, we stop seeing the person. I tell a story in the book about when I used when my girls were younger, and we would take a walk in the back of our woods, and we'd love to look at the trees, and they would be enamored by the different shapes and of the leaves and the colors and the barks, and some trees didn't have bark. And as they got older and they learned that that was a tree, instead of wanting to look at the trees and see them and the nuances of them, they would pull my hand and say, Mom, we already know that's just a tree. And we do that with people. You know, once we put the label on somebody, we stop seeing the nuances of that person, and we just look at them as the collective whole.
Well, and I think part of it is the world we live in today is so fast moving. It is so stressful. We communicate too much through social media.
Yeah.
And really, when's the last time a lot of people can relate to this? You just had a conversation maybe over the fence with your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Today, how many people don't really know their neighbor? We wave, hi, but really know their neighbors. We don't take time to have real conversations. So you don't get to know anybody and this deeper fabric, not just what they do for a living or what they look like.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get to know them.
Yeah.
We don't have time,
right?
Theoretically.
I had a beautiful, though, example this this storm this past weekend. I got home and we had a tree over our cul-de-sac, or at the end of our cul-de-sac in the front of the neighborhood. So I couldn't get down to my house. And my daughter had to jump two fences to get my dogs out of my house.
Mm.
Well, halfway through the day, I walked down to look at the tree, and there's a guy there with his chainsaw cutting down the tree. And I don't recognize him. And I've grown up in this neighborhood. I know a lot of people in the neighborhood. And I said, "Do you live here?" He's like, "No." I said, "Do you know any of us?" He said, "No." I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm here to help you." He said, "I saw that the tree was down, and I recognized that an ambulance couldn't come through if they needed to." So he made sure that the power lines that was going across the street were not live, and started cutting down this tree. And so then neighbors came out to help, and we tried to pay him, and he refused payment. He's like, "No, this is what community is all about." And it so touched me that here's somebody who didn't know any of us, wanted to lend a hand to us.
Just knew it was something that should be done, needs to be done.
Yeah.
Everybody's super busy, you know, first responders, all that. And he just took it upon himself.
Yeah.
In this day and age, though, it's almost like you can get slapped for that. It's like no good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah.
Like when we got to work that morning, Friday, we were in total darkness. We have an automatic generator that goes on, a very expensive big diesel generator. And, you know, it's always worked like a charm. Well, it was not on.
Oh, wow.
And so I took it upon myself to do some investigation, and not having a great skill level there. But I'm like, well, I can do what IT taught me 100 years ago. I can turn it off and turn it on again. And it was one of the, like an auto switch that I turned off. And then when I turned it back on, sure enough, the thing cranks up. And it scares you when it starts and you're right on top of it. Now, everybody was happy in the company that I did that, but they also were like, yeah, in the future, don't touch the generator. And it's not because they don't trust me or whatever. They don't want me to get hurt. That's outside my box.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
But I said, no, I'm going to go outside the box because I'm going to get this thing running.
Right.
So sometimes you got to buck the system or whatever boxes people are putting you in. So has it been 15 years now since you've had Papine Realty?
It's been, 15 since we started the company.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Because, in your promotion now, you know, I mentioned that 15 years in running or something like that. So 15 years in, are you number one in the area? You've got to be close.
You know, there's enough business for all of us. I never like to look at numbers.
You know, okay. All right. I'll just say you're hugely successful. And the only reason that's important is because you probably have gathered through your life's experience a lot of great information that you can share, like through this book, Breaking Boxes. Now, you've got daughters.
Mm-hmm.
How have you shared this kind of information with them? What would be an example of how you would get them out of whatever box they feel like they might be in?
There's an example in the book where I learned as a lesson as a mom, where I used to be the helicopter parent and would do a lot for my children. And when my one daughter was in first grade, I recognized that was not, that I was in a box. I wanted that teacher to like me. and I didn't want her. I was single and raising children, and I didn't want them to have a negative impression on coming from a home that didn't have the traditional family. And I recognized that I was doing a disservice to my children, and I told them that, and I went cold turkey. And so from that day forward, if they left a lunch on the kitchen counter and the school nurse called me and said, your daughter doesn't have lunch to, mm-hmm. your daughter doesn't have lunch today, I would say, she'll figure it out. And that's one of my most common expressions to them was that. And it built so much confidence in them. And to this day, if they come to me with a problem, they're always like, don't worry, Mom, I'll figure it out. And so it's those kinds of lessons that I hope I imparted on them to have the confidence that they can truly, you know, beat to their own drum and figure it out on their own.
I just think it's fantastic. Anytime you can share something that you learned and you've been successful in what you've tried to accomplish, that's great information. That's, you know, how else would you get that kind of information?
Exactly.
All right. Betsy Papine, keep up the good work with Papine Realty. And how can people get the book real quick?
It's at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and any major bookstore.
Fantastic. Coming up next, What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825. Call now, please.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
With so much to talk about...
an armed society.
There's a lot that fires you up.
Is a polite society.
What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
It's going to be a great day. Let's make it that way, right? It's 7:20 right now. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. You know what else it's time for, right? What's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Absolutely. You better not be one of those. All right. You ready? 877-975-9825. And Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. This is the first time I've actually, I have to turn on my car to listen to the radio show. But what's bugging me, and this is bordering on pure disgust, is that's nice that 21,000 linemen are headed down from states north into Florida to supplement what we already have. But where are they? There's no one to be seen. There's trees down and wires down all over the place. Power's out for 80 hours now. There's just no one. They're just gone. I can see them convoying up Highway 27. That's great. But they're headed to other points, and I know they have their priority list, but we're like podunk flyover country. They say we're going to be out for weeks. Anyway, it's good to talk to you guys. Thanks.
Yeah, no, hang in there, Mark. I know that's got to be tough and challenging, and it's discouraging if they tell you it's going to be weeks. And the only thing I can think of when they tell you that is that you must be impacted by it like a major part of the infrastructure, not a matter of putting up a couple of poles and some line. You've probably got, you know, a bigger piece of equipment. I know GRU got hit really hard, but I know you're out, I think, further out. You're probably outside of that area. They, like I said, they infrastructure got broken, not just down lines, which we would typically see. So, yeah, I know they ask for your patience, and I know it wears on you. It is not fun.
Well, we know people in that position. It's great living out away in the country, away from the crowds. But when you are, unfortunately, one of five people within 10 acres, you know, they're trying to get full neighborhoods. They're prioritizing numbers, and that, unfortunately, that's what they have to do. We are going to have Ed Belarski on this morning at 8:05.
Oh, he's good.
Talk about that, yes.
Yeah. Because are you going to spend 6 hours working on what will restore, you know, 200 homes?
Right.
Or the same amount of time that's only going to restore two or three or five?
Right.
And so
it's a bummer if you're
one of those people. Yeah. But if you live out in the woods, it's sort of that tends to be people that are more taking personal responsibility, you know, having a generator and stuff like that, too. Might want to consider that in the future. Yeah.
Numbers.
877-975-9825. And good morning, Mary. What's bugging you?
Everything that George Washington warns about in his farewell address has come true. He warned us about factions, which was the name for political parties at that time. He warned us about the loss of religion, the worship of God, and the loss of morals. And he warned us, he told us, stay out of foreign entanglements. The UN and other organizations are now trying to tell us what to do, how to live.
Oh, yeah. And you know, it would be like a good president like Trump, he's not going to listen to what the UN defines as what they want for an agenda or a future. He's going to protect the sovereignty of our nation. But we do have a full force group of people that are very much in power and are very much willing to sell us out to the UN and to this whole idea of the one world thing. And we know that the only way that's going to happen effectively is you've got to take the quality of life that Americans have had for generations, and they've got to destroy it. And that's why you're seeing, why would you open the borders on purpose, let in millions of people, many of which are dangerous? What positive thing? Why would you do that? It's done to create chaos, destruction, and the breakdown. Let's go to Debbie. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is, with all this devastation, and not just in Florida, in the other states as well that got hit heavy, do you think this President Biden would even come out and say something or come down and take a look? The man is a disgrace, the worst president we've ever had. Have a good day, Bob.
Yeah, well, look, January 20th, no matter what, he's going to be gone. We just have to make sure the person that's coming in there is the person who is really looking out for us. And so frustrating what is going on. I mean, I want to hear the debates tomorrow night, but I mean, There's no boundaries for how far, you know, Kamala Harris and Walz will go just purely fabricating things.
It's, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. Anyway, 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. And, Gary, what's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, all the money that we're sending overseas is going to be desperately needed here within our own country. We used to go to a place called Batcave, North Carolina, and looked at videos up there. The place is gone. And Chimney Rock is gone. All that, those communities up there, and there's people stuck on top of the mountains that can't get out. There, I understand there's some groups going in with pack animals trying to get to them. But no FEMA, they said, up there yet. Just interesting.
Yeah, I heard Chimney Rock, several bridges, other things out. There is no way to really get from A to B unless, like you say, you got like pack animals and it would take days.
Or, the picture of Chimney Rock is just amazing. The before and after, just hard to believe.
It's a remote area. It's always been a beautiful area. Mm-hmm. And the expectations of those kinds of things, like the bridges being destroyed the way they have been, I mean, that was, I don't think anybody expected that. That's one of the reasons why we have a death toll that's over 90, and unfortunately it's going to climb. Let's go to Bill. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Hey, I have a great idea on how to make Gators number one in the nation. Instead of playing football Saturday, they should go ahead and get in a bus and go to these areas that are devastated and provide a means of helping to clean up the area, and to go ahead and set that as a standard for all the football teams in the nation and compete on who can generate the most donations and helping to contribute to a lot of devastation that's taking place throughout the whole area.
And wow, that's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea, but can you do both?
Yeah, because you've got to talk about all those people who bought a ticket for the game would not be happy.
Well, and
but it's a great civic idea, though.
And the University of Florida probably could maybe help out too.
Yes,
and or all the student body could find some role to help
instead of
just the football players.
Like the way you're thinking.
Just an idea.
Yeah,
yeah. Let's take a good idea that Bill has and make it even bigger and better.
I like it.
Yeah, and you don't get paid too much for that consulting, do we?
No, you nothing.
Okay,
yeah,
we'll do
it. Nothing.
We do it.
But it's a great idea, Bob.
For love of our common man. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. I've got the code word next for Oktoberfest. Stick around.
Here's what's trending on the Sky.
But she called for a second debate.
Join me on the debate stage.
There will be no third debate.
The news that's trending.
Harris has not held a formal news conference.
The news that's now.
Striking terrorist targets throughout Lebanon.
We will take whatever action is necessary.
The news station.
These encounters with death have not broken my will.
The DOJ released a letter from Ruth. He says this was an assassination attempt.
The local coverage you need.
The election coverage you want.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
.35 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yeah, it's Monday, but we're here to make it great. First of all, we're going to be celebrating Oktoberfest, and you have a chance to be a VIP. This is going to be at the World Equestrian Center. It's going to be the best party of the year. They couldn't squeeze it all into one Saturday, so it's Saturday the 5th and Saturday, October 12th. We've got a pair of VIP tickets, good for all the fun, plus access to the Oktoberfest VIP lounge with private restroom. I would think most restrooms are private.
Yeah, some more than others.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And bar, exclusive menu offerings, complimentary half-liter beer Stein? Yes, Stein, included your first pour as well. So here's what you need to do. This is easy. Text the word festival to 20357. Festival 20357. Message and data rates apply. So we'll do that each day of the week. Listen for a new code word. We'll draw two winners, each getting a pair of VIP tickets to the World Equestrian Center Oktoberfest. So you got the word right. Festival. Text festival to 20357. Good luck.
There you go.
This will be a good time.
Sounds like.
You know which weekend you're going to go?
I don't know. October is really busy. So
it gets crazy for everybody.
Isn't it nice having options?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I love that.
It really is.
And we love WEC. It's an awesome place to go.
Yes, we do. Everything they do. They do top notch.
Huge.
Yep. Trump is going to visit Georgia. I believe he's going to do that today. Valdosta, they suffered. They had a lot of loss. They had loss of life, buildings. I mean, Valdosta.
Yeah,
I mean, this thing really, I mean, it's unprecedented in so many different ways. And we are going to have the CEO of GER, Ed Bilarski, on in a little bit, top of the hour, 8:05. And just the challenges never seen anything like this before. I mean, you know, you're talking about a utility, you know, serving Alachua County in Gainesville, Florida. What are we?
Oh, yeah.
60 miles from either coast?
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. But here we are. And, yeah, serious issues that have to be dealt with. And some of it's not going to be a quick fix, unfortunately. Don't hate Emmett Smith just because he joined Athletes for Harris.
Come on.
It just kind of hurts, you know? And you wonder, wow, what happened? And I don't know. I never knew about his politics. But I've certainly been a fan through the years, for sure. What a great star he was for University of Florida. Of course, the Cowboys. But he's joined 14 other NFL Hall of Fame players in endorsing left-wing Democrat Kamala Harris's run for the White House. It's Athletes for Harris effort. He does not appear to have released any personal statement other than allowing his name to join the list of players who have jumped on board the Harris train. Wouldn't it be interesting to just know, like, well, what is it that, you know, you decide to become a supporter and let your name be used? Like, what aspect do you think that, you know, she's going to make better?
Right.
I mean, remember, the Democrats have lied to everyone lately, but to black people for years. Mm-hmm. Took it for granted.
Oh, yeah.
And man, this vote still kept coming in. Finally, we're starting to see maybe a little bit of a change. But I would just like to know, you know, what he thinks that Kamala is going to deliver. I mean, you've already seen what she's been up to for the last 3.5 years. You have to know. Oh, and I found this out. I got up early this morning. I was listening to, rerun of The Great One. Levin.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Levin. And he was talking about Kamala.
Mm.
And he said, and he goes, and please give me the information if what I'm saying is not true. But I can't find, and he says, you wouldn't think I'd have to find it. Huh. You'd think it'd be shared because you'd be proud of her track record. But I can't find where she actually handled any case personally as a DA or the attorney general.
I've heard this.
You have? Okay.
I've heard that
same
thing.
I probably made the assumption that, of course, she's had at least a couple go-rounds in court.
I mean, that's her job and all.
Right. But apparently, at least nobody is providing any proof that she did. You imagine that? That's what you've done for a living, and you really didn't play a role in any of the cases?
Well, it's on par with her claim to have worked at McDonald's. They can't prove that either. So it's like, it doesn't matter what kind of job you give this woman. Borders are?
I mean, a McDonald's is one thing, you know, pay stubs from when you're supposedly 17 years old.
But
I mean,
nobody can prove she worked there.
Right.
Nobody remembers her.
But to me, it's when you're in a bona fide position making a bona fide paycheck.
Yes.
What are you doing? I get it. There's management aspects of those jobs, but
sure.
Never to set foot in a courtroom,
that's
it
all.
Sounds like.
Yeah.
Wow.
Empty suit.
Yeah.
Empty suit. Empty dress suit. Dress pants. Whatever.
So anyway, Emmett, we'll say a little prayer for you.
I always
see the light.
Things he has said, you know, over the years, I'm like, oh, man, he's on the wrong team, shall we say. And I'm just trying to, you know, not have to acknowledge it, but it's true.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, again, it's America. We're all allowed our views. You'd love to sit down with some of these people and go, do you really, really understand what this person stands for that you're supporting? I don't think a lot of them do. I can't believe people are that gullible and that they really understand what they believe. I just can't believe it.
I mean, when the fact comes out recently that we've got over 13,000 migrant murderers, we're not just talking about felons, convicted murderers. Yeah. 13,000. That and those we know about. Is that not insanity?
Mm.
And you know that the Biden administration, including Kamala, they knew what was going on.
Oh, yeah.
They knew exactly Absolutely. What was going on. They knew how they were tying the hands of Border Patrol and that their, you know, orders, directions were going to be followed.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not to mention all the gotaways. This is not even talking about necessarily those that are on a terror watch list. There's at least 13,000 murderers. Migrant murderers that are roaming wherever around America. If you knew that was going on and you were in a position of power, would you allow that to happen? It's the insanity just continues to grow. Yeah, and there's more to go with that. You know, there's another 1,800 that have been charged with homicide. There's another 222,000 with criminal records at least. Yeah. But 13,000 convicted murderers free to roam America. But that's not a concern of the Biden administration. Wow. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Jim, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd just like to talk about Emmett Smith. You know, all these athletes lining up because they think she's black. They're bigger racists than we are. They can pound sand and go die.
How's he really feel?
Yeah.
I wouldn't suggest anyone die.
I don't know what his motivation is. I don't know if it has anything to do with color or not.
I don't know.
That's why I said I'd be intrigued to kind of know what it is. It could be have something to do with that. I don't know.
But is it a certain policy? And if so, yeah, because a lot of people are one policy voters.
Yeah.
So, could be.
All right. Tom Emmer, Republican out of Minnesota, I think he has a pretty good idea of what old Tim Walz is all about, you know, because he's the governor of Minnesota. Well, Tom Emmer is a congressman. I'll share some of that information with you coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you get the Bob Rose podcast wherever you normally get your podcasts. Just click on subscribe. It was 1955. And James Dean, his life ended. Yeah. Can you believe it?
Wow.
That was a long time ago.
What a legend he was and really could have been. He was a great actor.
What Porsche was he driving?
A 550, I think.
James Dean, I know just what you mean. James Dean, set it all so clean.
Now you get a song named after you.
Yeah.
Many years after your death. That's probably 20 years after, right?
The 74, I think.
Four,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
Close.
Oh, yeah. Right in that window.
Oh, well, yeah. Good morning, my friends, because that loss was a long time ago, but just the other day, we lost Kris Kristofferson.
Oh,
yes,
man.
A star is born now.
Mm-hmm.
A star has passed. Rest in peace, Kris Kristofferson, 88 years old.
What was one of the connections between him and Elvis? Potential connection.
It had something to do with a role. Didn't
yes.
Elvis have a shot at that role, or he wanted it?
He wanted to be in The Star is Born, and his manager wanted too much money, which back then was probably 50 grand or something like that. I don't remember what it was, but when you look at it now, whatever the number was not a lot of money. But
right.
You got Kris Kristofferson a little cheaper than Elvis.
Well, his co-star was Barbara Streisand. Apparently, mm-hmm. She is mourning, saying things like he was really something special.
And nice.
Yeah, so there you go. Oh, also from Beverly Hills Cop, John Ashton, who played opposite, what was his name? Axel Foley?
Yeah.
Wow, I got a good memory.
Wow, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played the cop. That was kind of the adversary, I think, to his role there. Yeah.
So he passed. Yeah. He was 76.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Hey, donations are being collected for Dixie County specifically through the Alachua County GOP, you know, the Republican Executive Committee. They're located on 80th Boulevard in Gainesville, their headquarters. And they are taking donations all this week, 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. And they're going to take them over Saturday morning. If anybody can help with trucks, trailers, any volunteers that can go along, all of that. Or if all you can do is put together a bag or make a donation, it's all good. It's all accepted. Baby items, non-perishable food, water, pet food, blankets, clothing, protein powder, tarps, gasoline, two-stroke oil, and that you'll make a difference to the folks in Dixie County.
Isn't it something like the two-stroke oil? People don't think about that. Hey, chainsaws, you know? I mean, the things we just don't normally think about. I'm glad they put on the list.
Yeah. Well, and we don't know what the condition is in terms of gasoline, how far you have to go, what stations may actually be open. That's part of the, when you lose power, you usually lose that too.
So. I was driving into Newberry on Saturday morning, and it really struck me. Because you've got as you're going into Newberry from Gainesville, you got the big gas station up on the right. Then you hit the main intersection there at the light, and you've got one on the left. How many pickup trucks were there still filling up gas cans? Because people have equipment and generators they're still trying to use.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them were still out of power, rural areas outside Newberry. So generators, it's not over for a lot of folks.
Chainsaws, maybe running, if they're fortunate. They have a little kind of ATV type thing that they can push around. So. Yeah, a lot of folks. It's going to be a very long recovery for a lot of folks. And what did I say the death toll was? Over 90?
Yeah.
And today, I know they're going to unfortunately find more. I just, you pray for the families involved and some of the communities that really are going to be changed forever. And
well, I've appreciated some of the pictures on Facebook. I've been watching Ed Bilarski, CEO of GRU. Just because it's easy to go, oh, well, my power's not back yet. And I understand that if that's the case. But the number, and I'm sure he has the stats, just the number of poles that were snapped, and things like that take time. It's not like you roll in and 10 minutes later, power's back. The manual labor that these guys have been doing is just absolutely amazing.
And it's not like you have a lot of this stuff like on hand.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
Clearly. A lot of it you do, but not stuff. Things that have never broken before.
Yeah,
have broken.
Yeah,
we'll let him tell us the story because he's going to be in here right after the top of the hour. So stick around for that, okay? Because he's always got good information to share with us. Congressman Tom Emmer. He was on ABC's This Week, and he said that Tim Walz basically is playing a character with his folksy, nice kind of. Down-to-earth guy, personality.
Interesting.
Yeah. But he said, the fact is Tim's been a complete disaster in Minnesota. And what's happened is he's so good at being this folksy, nice, kind of down-to-earth guy until people get to know him and his policies. Tim's been a complete disaster. What's happened is he's so good. Well, this is a repeat. But his whole congressional district, where he played this character for several years of being kind of folksy, he's like a friendly outdoorsman. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he lost in both his gubernatorial races and the last one by 10 points. He's not well-liked because once you get to know the real Tim Walz, he's like Gavin Newsom in a flannel shirt.
Oh, I love it. That's awesome.
I can't picture.
Wow.
I can't picture Newsom going grunge.
No, not so much.
Going full Pearl Jam.
No, I don't think so.
No. All right. Stand by, my friends, because we're going to hear from Ed Bilarski. He's going to be on the air with us in just a couple of minutes. He'll give you the latest of the status of GRU, and we look forward to that conversation. All right? You're listening to the Bob Rose Show on 97.3 The Sky.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!